Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Have you ever sat and thought about where some of the team nicknames have come from and why? If you're like me, you have, and some have some very interesting and all but forgotten reasons for that particular name. In this episode, we discover the reason of why the teams of Duke are called the Blue Devils. It has something to do with football, and it may surprise you, and it's coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we're going to look at some history, some of the college game. I hope you've been enjoying our college team focus. We've been going through and looking at one FBS team each and every day for the last 40 days so far. And we're going to carry right through, cover probably 130, 140 days, maybe even go beyond that. We'll be well into November, December covering this. But we have the history of each Division I football program and some of the rich things that go along with them. And so you can learn a little bit about each school. We have some history of the stadiums, history of the logos, history of the names, the players, the teams, the best things from around the internet. And you can find that at PigskinDispatch.com. We're posting that each and every day on Twitter as well, so you can follow us on there, and you'll see who we're going to be focusing there. We're going alphabetically, so there's no favoritism shown, and just some great things. But one we did recently was the Duke University Blue Devils, and just a very interesting story popped up out of there. And I think some of these schools really have some interesting reasons, either behind their logo, behind their nickname, and I think some of them have a great story to tell that's part of football history. And this one's directly connected to the football with Duke. Now, Duke University and the moniker of Blue Devils, have a rather interesting connection and story behind the mascot name. Now, according to the website GoDuke.com, the symbolism comes from a French combat group during World War I. The Chasseurs Alpins, nicknamed Les Diables Bleus, which means Blue Devils, were well-known French soldiers. They became quite renowned for their fierce fighting and heroism. When the U.S. entered the war, these French freedom fighters toured America to help raise funds for the war effort. Their popularity increased even more when the popular songwriter Irving Berlin placed lyrics about these devils in blue into one of his hit songs. As the war ended, the Board of Trustees at Duke, which at the time was called Trinity College, decided to overturn a rule at the school and allow for a football team to form. In September of 1921, the student newspaper, the Trinity Chronicle, launched a campaign for a catchy name, and one of their own possessions would be instantly recognizable nationwide in songs, yells, and publicity, end quote, from the Chronicle. Now, there were many nominations of names that came out, from the students and fans and people surrounding Trinity College, names including the Catamounts, the Grizzlies, the Badgers, the Dreadnoughts, which I'm not sure what that has to do, the Captains, which was in honor of a well-liked coach, W.W. Cap Card. Now, believing a choice of utilizing the school colors of dark blue and white to be appropriate, the newspaper editors, they were urging the selection from among the nominations of, the Blue Titans and Blue Eagles, Blue Polar Bears, Blue Devils, Royal Blazes, or Blue Warriors. You know, the newspaper was really pushing for this contest and really wanted the naming rights to have something to do with those blue and white colors that they had. Now, none of those nominations won a strong favor, but Blue Devils apparently had a strong enough support to get some criticism that would arouse the opposition on the Methodist campus. You know, remember the Trinity, it was a Christian school founded by Methodist people, parishioners that wanted to have students learn about their faith as well as getting ready for jobs and careers in higher education. Now, after nearly a year of debate, William H. Lander, the editor-in-chief of the Trinity Chronicle, and Mike Bradshaw, the managing editor, they began the academic year in 1922-1923 referring to the athletic teams as the Blue Devils in honor of the men that fought so bravely in Europe. So at the highly Christian College of Trinity, that the word devil had no connotation to the man that was running the gates of hell, or, you know, the enemy of, you know, the Trinity of what they, Trinity University, was fighting for. But it was more to support and give honor and homage to those great warriors of the French fighters in, during World War I, the Devils of Blue. And you know, what a great reason to have a name that just brings honor to somebody that fought for your freedom and fought for the world's freedom back so long ago, 100 years ago. And that's how the Blue Devils of Duke became, you know, into that popularity today. Of course, they're most famous for their basketball nowadays, but it was the football season, the startup of football, that brought the moniker and, you know, that turned the tides at Trinity, which eventually became Duke. So hope you enjoyed this little bit of history of football and history of sports of the university. And we'll try to cover some more of these at some other schools as well, as they all have some really interesting stories as to why they are called what they are. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.